is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, Fascist Free Tuesday. We don't want to brand Tuesday like that. No, Tuesday's just good all by itself. Hey, welcome to the program. We got a lot to talk about today. Did godless gays cause the Ukrainian war? Is Putin right? This is his new sales pitch. You know, Greg Palast was on the program Friday talking about it. I was writing about it today. I'll share that with you in the first hour here in about 15 minutes. Also, six bombshells from new evidence in the Fox News defamation suit. We will start the second hour with that. And are you surprised that the Trump campaign spied on the Biden campaign with help from Rupert Murdoch? Very strange. That in the second hour. Also, the creator of Dilbert killed his career because of a highly flawed right-wing poll analysis. How dumb are these white supremacists anyway? It's just astonishing. We'll get to that in the second hour. In our third hour, Monifa Bandale is going to be with us. The impact of banning mifepristone exposed. This is the abortion drug. Also, how big insurance is profiting massively from Medicare privatization. And, you know, as I said, Trump spied on the Biden campaign with help from Fox News. So a lot to talk about today. But to start out, on the line with us is Julio Rivera, the editorial director of Reactionary Times, contributor to Newsmax, American Thinker, and townhall.com. ReactionaryTimes.com. Oh, yeah, it's Julio is his Twitter handle. And, oh, yeah, it's Julio. Hey, Julio, welcome back to the program. Oh, that's right. Julio's on the phone today, so I've got to put him on the board. My apologies. I'm so used to having you on video. Hey, Julio, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. So congressional Republicans and the Trump administration, this is a quote from the White House, the Biden White House, East Palestine an apology for selling them out to rail industry lobbyists when they dismantled the Obama-Biden rail safety protections as well as the EPA's ability to rapidly contain spills. This is Andrew Bates, the spokesman for the White House. The Trump administration withdrew a 2015 proposal. Well, you know, the bottom line is that when Obama was president, he had issued rules that could have prevented this, certainly would have minimized it. And Trump, after the Republican Party took $6 million from these railroads, Trump signed an executive order reversing it. After a 10-minute conversation, we now know. How can Republicans possibly defend this, Julio?
Well, I think it's a bigger problem. I've been actually reading, and I was reading in the New Republic, which is actually a liberal-leaning media outlet, about this in advance of our conversation. And I actually learned some pretty interesting things. I mean, there's been more than $750 million thrown into lobbying efforts by the rail industry to Republicans and Democrats since 1998. Yes, the Obama-era rules actually were very good rules. There were great regulations, and I think that they would have had a hand in preventing what wound up happening in East Palestine. But you're talking now, we're 2 years into the Biden administration, and there was actually a conference call a couple of weeks back. Basically, you know, the Ohio governor, Mike DeWine, admits now, you know, that and the congressional delegation from the state that they need more help from the federal government. But Obama, you know, is in terms of actually reviving the Obama-era rule as part of that, you know, mandating the trains carrying hazardous inflammable materials have to have updated electronic brakes. Most of these trains are still operating with Civil War era brakes, which
the old-fashioned air brakes.
Exactly. Yeah, they're terrible. But basically, when they were asked on the conference call about this, the Biden administration officials deferred. This is according to the New Republic, and anybody can look this up. I'm sure a lot of your listeners follow the New Republic.
So your argument is that the Democrats.
No, I haven't gotten to my argument yet.
Okay,
let me finish, Tom.
Keep going.
But the Biden administration officials deferred, saying that they're hoping for Congress to lead those efforts. You know, and they were citing actually lawsuits that against the Obama era rule. You know, like basically that they don't want to get into a legal situation. Like they don't want to take this fight up themselves. So it's basically, I don't know how they could defer this the blame to the Trump administration. They've been in office for over 2 years. Why didn't they fix this?
So your argument is that the the disaster, you know, with all these poisonous forever chemicals, and vinyl chloride is a known carcinogen and dioxin, and then they burned this stuff, which produces massive amounts of dioxin, which everybody is figuring is what killed the 44,000 animals in the area that have been documented to have died. That the responsibility for this is with the Biden administration because they didn't act quickly enough to reverse Donald Trump's executive order. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I mean, every administration is responsible. You know, they bear their own fruit. I mean, he took over. He's had more than enough time to address this. And the rail industry has actually been under the microscope. Obviously, we had the big issue with the workers last year. A lot of these issues should have been addressed in real time since Biden's been president. Why didn't, and this was their rules. I mean, this was supposedly, you framed it as a Biden, I'm sorry, an Obama-Biden error rule in terms of safety rules.
Right.
You know, with the brakes, you know, with the updated.
Well, what happened was the...
It was a great rule.
Why
didn't he revive it on day one?
Right. The agency that oversees rail safety issued a rule during the Obama administration that said that they had, that the railroads had, what, 3 years, 5 years, I forget, one or the other, to switch from air brakes, these, as you say, Civil War era air brakes, to electronic brakes, which stop 65% faster and more and far more reliably. And that would have, you know, they would have had to really start investing money. This would have cost the railroads a couple billion dollars, although they have spent billions of dollars in share buybacks to just move that money into the pockets of their executives and investors in the last couple of years. But they're preparing to do the Norfolk Southern, in fact, is preparing to do it again. They're about to do another $1 billion share buyback. So the Obama administration issued a rule. The Trump administration, Donald Trump, wrote an executive order reversing that rule. And then when it got to the Biden administration, the debate within the Biden administration was, if we go back to issuing rules by fiat, essentially, by agency, we're going to have the same problem that the EPA has right now. The Obama administration had also issued a rule, the EPA under the Obama administration, that carbon dioxide was to be considered a pollutant and could be regulated by the EPA. The Supreme Court overturned that last year, saying, no, you can't just issue a rule like that if the law doesn't explicitly say that. You've got to have Congress change this. And so it sounds like what you're saying is that the Biden administration is now saying, well, you know, this will just get overturned by the six Republicans on the Supreme Court again, and we'll be back to not having any safe trains if we don't have Congress act on this. And that's what they were going to do, is try to defer to Congress. Do I have all that right?
Not necessarily, but I mean, I think this is really a bipartisan problem. It was created. I think this is the bigger issue to me, I think, is that lobbyists have way too much power.
Yeah.
You know, they're throwing
way too much
money. I'm not going to
disagree with you on that.
I think lobbying, if you get rid of lobbying, you know, and the way that lobbying is set up right now, I think things would run a lot smoother.
So how do we do that, particularly when...
Unfortunately, you know, they were paying off, listen, they weren't just paying into Republican campaigns and Republican causes. There's been a lot of money from the rail industry, and it's actually, according to the New Republic, only slightly tilted to Republicans.
Yeah, so the difference, though, is that the Republicans deregulate
Democrats,
and
they're giving a lot of money to progressive Democrats.
Well, yeah, the difference being that, you know, Democrats are apparently taking the money but still wanting to regulate the rails, and Republicans are taking the money and saying, okay, we'll do what you want. But in either case, you know, I agree with you, we need to do something about lobbying. We don't have a government of, by, and for we the people anymore. We have a government of, by, and for the lobbyists and the billionaires and the special interests.
Yeah.
And this is all thanks to the U.S., you know, to five Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court back in 1976 and 78, and then in 2010 with Citizens United. So, you know, as a conservative or a Republican, how would you want to regulate big money? I mean, we actually had laws in place. The Jerry Ford signed into law after the Nixon bribery scandals that would have eliminated an awful lot of the lobbying that's going on right now, and billionaires being involved in large campaigns, and you know, those got blown up by the Supreme Court. What's your solution?
Well, I mean, listen. At the end of the day, I think that we really have to watch, you know, where money is going to the legislators. This is something you can look at just Congress. People in Congress, you know, look at the corporate boards that they wind up with. You know, and on major corporations, you know, after having a 20, 30-year career in Congress. You know what I mean?
Paul Ryan being on the board of Fox News.
Yeah, that's a great example of it. I don't have a problem with that. Like, you know, like this is a
stop the revolving door. In other words,
politicians on both sides.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. It's a system that has been badly corrupted. Julio Rivera, a rare moment of unanimity here. Editorial director at ReactionaryTimes.com. Oh yeah, it's Julio on Twitter. Julio, thanks for dropping by. It's great talking with you.
Hey, anytime, Tom.
Yeah, thank you. We'll be right back with Putin's latest rationalization for the war in Ukraine is that Ukraine is the conduit for American propaganda that says we should accept gay marriage.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Stop gay marriage. He's got to keep bombing the crap out of civilians and hospitals and schools and nurseries in Ukraine.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, how big business destroyed the American dream. And next spring you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, the Rise of the Hard Right. That's The Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at TomHartman.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly call the most important book I've ever read. but now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species.
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
Using the internet without ExpressVPN is like taking a call on a train or bus on speaker for everyone to hear. You don't know who has access to your most private, sensitive information. That's why I use ExpressVPN. Internet service providers know every single website you visit. You can thank Donald Trump for that when he ruined or ended net neutrality and let your internet service providers start spying on you. And in the U.S., and only in the U.S., they can legally sell this information to anybody they want. Ad companies, tech giants, people who want to stalk you, who can use your data to target you. ExpressVPN creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so people can't peep on your online activity. Just fire up the app and click one button. It works on phones, laptops, even routers, so everyone who uses your Wi-Fi can be protected. Secure your online activity today at expressvpn.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN free. That's why I have used ExpressVPN for almost a decade now. That's expressvpn.com/T-H-O-M, expressvpn.com/Tom. And welcome back. So my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is kind of a follow-up on the conversation that Greg Palast and I had on this program on Friday. In fact, I referenced Greg in the article and have a hot link to the article that he wrote about it for his website and to the YouTube clip of him and me talking about it on Friday. And it's headlined, this title, "Did Godless Gays Cause the Ukrainian War? Is Putin Right?" One of the main points of my article is that there's already an agreement about the status of Ukraine. It's called the Budapest Memorandum, and it was signed in 1994. Ukraine at that point in time had the third largest stash of nuclear weapons in the world. They were all left over from when Ukraine was part of the Soviet Union. Ukraine is a huge country. It's the size of Texas. It's massive. It's literally the largest country in Europe. And they had all these nuclear weapons, most of them pointed at the United States and European capitals, now, mostly the United States and London. And so the United States, the United Kingdom, Russia, and Ukraine got together and negotiated this deal where the United States would put in $3 billion to help decommission these nuclear weapons and reimburse, essentially, Ukraine for the expenses associated with it. The Russia, the UK, and the US collectively would put up another $3 billion for this process. Russia would pick up the expense of coming into Ukraine, picking up, there was about 1,900 nuclear warheads, picking up 1,900 nuclear bombs, transporting them back to Russia, decommissioning them or doing whatever they want with that, or whatever they did with them. And that in exchange for Ukraine giving up all of the nuclear weapons that they had, which could have been a deterrent against Russian aggression, in exchange for doing that, Ukraine got a solid, sworn, written commitment from the United States, the United Kingdom, and Russia that Ukraine's borders would be respected, and if any country ever invaded Ukraine, those three countries would come to their defense. It was like a mini NATO. So the history of this thing is the backstory of how we got here in the second year of this brutal terrorist war against Ukraine by Russia is absolutely fascinating. And I trace it in the article. By going back to Putin's own statements, speeches, and writings. Back in 2008, he was talking to George W. Bush, and he said, and I quote, this was at a NATO meeting in Bucharest, he said, quote, "You don't understand, George, that Ukraine is not even a state. What is Ukraine? Part of its territory is Eastern Europe, but the greater part is a gift from us." George Bush didn't respond to that. He just kind of brushed it off. 13 years later, in July of 2021, this was 7 months before Putin invaded Ukraine on February 24th, 2022. So 7 months before the invasion, He doubles down on this argument that Ukraine is not a real country. He published this 21-page screed on the Kremlin's website. You can still read it there, in which he basically said, I'll quote him. He said, "I said that Russians and Ukrainians were one people, a single whole. It is what I have said on numerous occasions and what I firmly believe." And then he goes on to talk about how this, the separation between Ukraine and Russia, which would be, you know, Ukraine becoming a democratic country, Russia becoming an autocratic country. But he blames it on us. He says, first of all, I'd like to emphasize that the wall that has emerged in recent years between Russia and Ukraine, between what is essentially the same historical and spiritual space, is, to my mind, is our great common misfortune and tragedy. But these are also the result of deliberate efforts by those forces that have always sought to undermine our unity. So right up until a month or so ago, his main argument was, you know, Ukraine's not really a country. Now he's got a new argument. Ukraine is the conduit for pedophilia and gay marriage coming into Russia. And he's got to bomb Ukraine and kill all these civilians in order to stop gay marriage from coming to Russia. I'm not making this up. You can read it all at HartmanReport.com.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Other news going on, the loan forgiveness, Biden's loan forgiveness is before the Supreme Court today, and a new grand jury in Georgia. I'll tell you about that on the other side of the break and pick up your calls.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. That's 800-307-0603.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013.
The Shaw 101.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on Sirius XM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program. Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. Just a couple of quick news hits here. The Joe Biden's plan to forgive $10,000 to $20,000 per student, depending on their income, of student loan debt has been enjoined by a lawsuit from, I think it's about two dozen Republican states. I believe it's the state's attorneys general who are doing this, who are running this lawsuit. The Republican State Attorneys General Association has become a huge political organization, well-funded by right-wing billionaires. And they brought this case before the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is hearing arguments on it this morning. The Republicans are saying that it's wrong for the government to help students out with their debt. And, of course, the Biden administration is saying, you know, we have every right to do this. In fact, you know, we really probably, there shouldn't have been student debt in the first place. We should be like every other democracy in the world and let, you know, young people go to college for free. Or close to it, you know, at an affordable cost, like the United States was up until the Reagan administration. Reagan, of course, ended a college in California, in University of California system, the entire system, which was one of the top colleges in the world, was entirely free, 100% free. Back in the 60s, I had a bunch of friends in Michigan who now live in California, have, you know, ever since the 60s, because they moved out there to go to college for free. And that was just to avoid, you know, $250 a month in, or a quarter in tuition at MSU. But anyhow, so that's before the Supreme Court today. Keep an eye on that case. Probably within a few hours, I doubt by the end of the show, but I'll be able to let you know tomorrow. Based on the kinds of questions the members of the court are asking, you might have a sense of how they're going to rule. It's going to be fascinating, number one. And number two, you know, you had this special, Fani Willis in Georgia, the district attorney for Fulton County, Georgia, which is, you know, large, most of metro Atlanta. She pulled together a special investigative grand jury. It was a grand jury that does not have the power to indict. It did have the power to subpoena witnesses and to compel testimony, but they did not have the power to indict. And so it could merely make recommendations. And the foreperson of that jury, a young woman who, according to Republican websites and blogs and whatnot, you know, has like a Facebook page with New Age stuff on it. Oh, my God. She has revealed to multiple media outlets that they recommended to District Attorney Willis that multiple, at least a dozen people be indicted for crimes, including Donald Trump, around the efforts to overturn the 2020 election in Georgia. There's been a lot of hand-wringing about that and concern that she might have, you know, blown the thing up if an indictment actually happens. I think that's misplaced. The judge has come out and said that she didn't say anything that was beyond his grand jury instructions. But, excuse me, but the important thing is that that grand jury did not have the power to indict. A regular grand jury does have the power to indict. And a new one is being impaneled as we speak in Atlanta for Fani Willis, you know, for Fulton County. And the evidence that was gathered by the special grand jury will now be presented to the regular grand jury, the indicting grand jury, to decide or to actually make indictments. And that could come down anytime this week. I would be astonished if it came down today, because it's going to take quite a while. It's probably going to take a couple days to present the information. It's going to take a couple days for the grand jury to digest it. They may want to call in a few additional witnesses. I mean, this could take a few weeks. But many of the legal commentators who are, you know, very much on top of this stuff are speculating that we'll probably know by Friday of this week. So I just wanted to put those things on your radar screen. I think they're you know, really worth paying attention to, And let's pick up some of your phone calls here. David in San Francisco. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hi, Tom. Hey, I was interested in performance bonds with the railroad, but you were talking about the education deferments in front of the Supreme Court. If you just, like a true conservative, would find that an educated population is a good investment, right?
You would think.
Yeah, and that, like you're saying, free education, available in education, is a very important investment.
Right.
And so to actually stifle colleges, you know, if all of a sudden these deferments get cut, then all of a sudden a whole bunch of the population is trapped and trapped into onerous debt.
Or at least another 10,000.
A true conservative,
yeah.
Yeah, and a true conservative would certainly be interested in onerous debt and the future ability for a nation to hang together if it's saddled with onerous debt. So no, is this a true conservative Supreme Court? If they're even asking questions about whether or not it's a good idea to keep a nation trapped in stifling education and onerous debt.
Yeah, no, it's not a true conservative court. It's a bunch of Republican hacks. Hey, come on.
Corporate.
David.
I usually say it corporate state hacks, but yeah. Well, the other thing, too, and you, since you're on in Chicago, WCPT Greens, Chicago train yards are, you know, that's got to be one of the biggest links that Norfolk Southern has. Mm-hmm. Now, if they were to demand performance bonds from Norfolk Southern, if they've got 700 derailments last year alone, and they've got this one where they're playing it on the cheap, what's Chicago look forward to with Norfolk Southern?
Or so any other railroad. I mean, they're not that much of an outlier. Performance bonds, by the way, for people who don't know what we're talking about, and correct me if I have this wrong, David, are where the agency puts up essentially money or an insurance policy that the equivalent of it. That says if we fail to perform, then you get to keep this money, or we have to pay you this money. And the performance in this case would be safely transporting goods, right? Is that what you're talking about?
Much less the cost of dealing with a gas explosion in downtown Chicago.
Yeah.
You know, it's bad enough out in the country where it's going to poison a city a couple of hundred miles away, but in downtown Chicago, one of the largest cities in America, they better have some performance bonds like this afternoon.
Yeah. You would think. I don't think that they do. By the way, you mentioned Chicago. Chicago today is having an election for their mayor. This is keep an eye on this, too. This is going to be fascinating. I am no expert on Chicago politics, so I'm going to stop right there. But I think it's fascinating. And I have been a fan of Lori Lightfoot, but we'll see where this goes. David, you raised some really interesting questions. I think the bottom line is, frankly, what Julio and I were talking about or ended up talking about is that, we've been corrupted by big money. Our government is being corrupted by big money, and it's happening because the U.S. Supreme Court legalized it. And after Congress repeatedly made it criminal, and those laws, over 1,000 laws regulating money in government, have been struck down by the Supreme Court since 1976. For both federal and state. Say what?
A true conservative would look at a government is run as a nonprofit. You know, the cost of getting the dam built or the bridge built or the libraries running without roofs leaking, it's the true costs rather than making a profit on it.
Yeah, I don't.
And the idea that the Supreme Court is trapped for years in this idea that government, like a business, has any kind of logic to it, that's guaranteeing that you're going to hate the government if it's being run as a business.
Well, that's the goal. I mean, if you're a right-wing billionaire and you don't want to pay taxes that might, help educate poor people's kids or pay for roads for poor people's neighborhoods or working-class people's neighborhoods, then, you know, of course you want people to hate and tear down government, which is really the tragedy that, you know, that, like I said, the Supreme Court has empowered. David, thank you for the call. And then, you know, thoughtful comment or commentary there. Pat in LaPorte, Indiana. Hey, Pat, what's up?
Hi, Tom. We've talked before about electric vehicles.
Uh-huh.
And I tried to get through yesterday when you were kind of talking about, you know, the future of clean energy.
Mm-hmm.
But you're a popular guy, so I wasn't able to get through. But I just read an article about Indiana, and I'm really excited. Aspire, A-S-P-I-R-E,
mm-hmm.
Is a project that's been going on for about 2 years. And they're researching the use of concrete that will emit electrical charge as you drive over it.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, and they're into the testing phase now. They're testing a section of a highway just outside of West Lafayette because Purdue University is involved.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just really excited because, you know, we've owned our electric car for over a year now. Love it. Would like to have all electric vehicles except for my Corvette. And I'm telling you, it's the way to drive in the future.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine if it was inexpensive? And I'm guessing that day will come. You know, like with old vintage cars, you can you know, buy, you know, trashed cars from the 1930s and 40s. And there are these retrofit programs, and there's even companies that do this, you know, the relatively small boutique companies that will put a modern engine in an old car so it's reliable. But
right, or take your body off and put it on the drivetrain of an electric.
Yeah, well, can you imagine if somebody offered, you know, a service of taking your Corvette and electrifying it and just pull the motor out, put a battery in there, put motors on the wheels and off you go. I mean, I don't know if it's...
Oh, it would be wonderful.
It would be. Corvettes are great cars to drive.
We have a little Nissan Leaf, and I'm telling you, it is so much fun to drive. And, you know, it costs $7.36 on our NIPSCO bill to fully charge it from 0 to 100%.
Right. Which gets you how far? What kind of range?
About 240 miles.
Wow. So you're paying the equivalent of about 30 cents a gallon for gasoline.
Yeah, and I just love it because I don't even use my brakes. So I'm not even putting, you know, brake dust into the air.
Well, on an electric car, when you hit the brake pedal, the first, you know, 7/8 of an inch of pressure on the brake pedal is causing the motors to actually, you know, draw power out of the wheel, you know, draw kinetic energy out of the car and convert it back into electricity and recharge the battery.
Right. So. I drove to the grocery store yesterday, which is about 10 minutes away,
mm-hmm.
and I used 1% of power.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just so cool. But the concrete that they're researching, they're talking about putting it in parking garages,
mm-hmm.
so that an electric car could park above that section of concrete.
Yeah, this is
not even have to plug in to charge.
It's called inductive coupling, and it's the same thing that now you get with your iPhones. I'm guessing other kinds of phones do it, where you just set it on the charger. Yeah, that's the future, Pat. Pat, thank you for that.
Looking forward to it. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you for the call and the heads up. It's 47 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here on the Tom Hartman Program. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's talk media for the sane among us. Back with your calls in just a second.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574, 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. That's 800-673-1574.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Ann Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a... goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Ann Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus, special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Whether you're a history buff, a foodie, or you just want to relax and take in the sights, American Cruise Lines has a little something special for everyone. Choose to explore the mighty Mississippi River with American Cruise Lines. On this amazing journey, you'll discover Civil War history you've only read about. You'll savor exquisite Cajun cuisine in New Orleans and experience the ultimate roots of rock and roll in Memphis. Or you can choose to explore the beautiful Columbia and Snake Rivers. You'll visit the scenic natural landscapes of Multnomah Falls, Mount St. Helens, and the incredible Columbia River Gorge as you retrace the historic steps of Lewis and Clark. And it's really a beautiful part of the country here. Come aboard the newest fleet of American riverboats. Relax on your own private balcony as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service and spectacular food. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com with cruise ships made in America, crewed by Americans, traveling American waters. AmericanCruiseLines.com. And welcome back. 53 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls. And there we go. Jeff in Gurnee, Illinois. Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind today?
Hey, how you doing? I've talked to you before. I'm a locomotive engineer, worked 30 years with one of the major companies. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of people right away, they're blaming Trump. Well, he didn't allow the right brake system to go in. There's a lot more to that than the way these trains run. Part of the problem, as we know we've talked about before, precision schedule railroading cut a lot of people out of all positions, including the carmen that inspect the cars. So what you're having here is everyone's saying, well, that the train would have stopped faster. Talk about that for a second. First of all, when that train was going along, he was in the process of slowing down for a train ahead. If anyone wants to read into that, they can find that. Problem is, depending on how the train's made up, if they've got a lot of heavy cars in the back, and I can tell you this from running these trains, if the train's going to go and you're going to have a problem with an axle that you may not know right away. Once the train starts the derailing process, if a hose breaks, the train's going to go into emergency. That's going to stop the train, like it's going to put maximum pressure to the brakes. Mm-hmm. But now we've got sliding wheels. We don't have wheels that are adhering. So I know that's kind of hard to think about.
No, I get it. The wheel's no longer grabbing the rail because it's no longer on the rail.
Well, now that's one part. But the cars that are still on the rail, when the brakes are applied in that manner in what they call an emergency situation, whether it's because the train brakes in PEP2 or whether it's initiated by the engineer, now the brakes are actually sliding. But you've got a problem, too, sometimes when the back of the train is heavy. The people that were putting those trains, that particular train together over, it's a regular scheduled train, by the way, even they gave it all sorts of bad nicknames about how terrible a train it was. If the train's too heavy in the back and the train breaks and the front is starting, and everything goes into, let's say, an emergency situation, that back end is coming in today. Mm-hmm. But by that time, the car's already on the ground. I had a derailment once that happened at 10 miles an hour going into a yard. Mm-hmm. And when I look back, and it was something with the track that time, which I was going to say, very few times is it the rail. Right. But when I went back and looked in a 9-mile-an-hour accident, they were tipped upside down, they were standing on ends. Very similar, not exactly like what you see here. So what you've got is when you cut out these car inspectors, they're used to have a couple minutes to look at each train, each individual car in a yard before it gets switched onto the main line. So if a 100-car train has 400 axles and a 200-car train has 800 axles, that's the point of where it's not so much the rail, even though rail can cause derailments, a lot of times it's axles. These guys aren't having enough time to inspect the trains, and it's a lot of axles.
Did you see the video of the sparks flying off this train before it derailed?
I did see some of that, and what you're getting there is you get possibly have a wheel flaw or a wheel that locked up.
Or a bearing that's gone.
That happens, right, it's probably going to go off the rail, and no matter what the braking system, and I completely understand the electronic brakes, it's a big retrofit because every car has to be retrofitted.
Well, and they also work like anti-lock brakes in a car, you know, so whereas with your air brakes, it's all or nothing, basically, in an emergency situation when the hose breaks.
Right. Well, here we go. Anyway, it was different than that. The brakes they came up with that everyone keeps talking about would not have prevented the accident. Once the train's going into the dirt, it's in.
Yeah, I got that.
The brake's not going to really help at that point.
Jeff, thank you. Thanks for your expertise, and thanks for calling in, and thanks for listening to WCPT. I appreciate it. We'll continue the conversation, and hey, surprised that Trump spied on the Biden campaign with help from Fox News? Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
These are crazy, stressful times. If you haven't tried CBD, you haven't experienced complete relaxation. The reason I find that CBDistillery.com has the best CBD products, including their top-rated Synergy Plus collection. No prescription needed. It's calmness and well-being delivered right to your door that'll make you wonder how you manage life without it. It's called Unwind Synergy plus THC and CBD. It's only available from CBDistillery.com. You must be 21 or older to order. Unwind Synergy is remarkably formulated with full-spectrum CBD plus hemp-derived Delta-9 THC. The bottom line for Louise and me, Unwind Synergy is for us and for you too. And with over 2 million customers, CB Distillery is the source you can trust. Visit cbdistillery.com and click.